The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. So if we pick out that little word or that little phrase in the Gospel this morning, the Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. Well, interesting, if you look at the Holy Trinity, for God to be good, God can be one. But for God to be loving, God has to be a relationship. And so there has to be somebody else. And so we get the Father and the Son. And then to share that love and that joy between them, God has to be three, has to be a family. It's a bit like a husband and wife, they share a very special love. And when a little baby arrives, then they become a family and they share that love with this new little one. That's a nice picture of the Trinity. Now, how does that fit in with the Gospel this morning? Well, thinking about the present moment and where we are at this moment in time, I think it's true to say that before we were aware of the coronavirus, or before the pandemic began, the me culture was very prevalent. And we saw that very, very much at the beginning of the pandemic, where people were rushing to the stores and hoarding food, and it was me, me, me all the time. And have you noticed lately the change? More and more people are aware of one another. We see the many, many people who are involved either voluntary or some other way, trying to help other people, especially those who are in need. The other day, I'm not sure what day it was, last week, towards the end of last week, 40 countries in the world got together and to pool their resources in order to find a vaccine. So there's been a great globalization that maybe we haven't seen before. In a time of crisis, I think we become very aware of one another. And having said that, just a little question for you this morning, apropos of something I was thinking myself this morning. If I were to ask you, what do you miss most at the moment about not being able to come to church? I think you might say, well, I miss not being able to go to Mass and receive communion. But I think also, if you were honest, you'd say also, I miss meeting other people there, meeting my friends. I miss the community. I'm very aware of that. And even after 6 weeks, and I think we're into our seventh week now, I miss you very much. I suppose, for the first time, I can really experience a strange kind of loneliness. I come in and I'm looking at the moment at a totally empty church, pew after pew, nobody here. So I miss you. I miss seeing your faces. I miss the community. I was sharing that with somebody last night or yesterday, and they said, well, I love looking at Mass in the morning and sharing the Mass and participating in the Mass, and of course I can see you. Yes, but I can't see you. I'm just looking at an empty seat, empty pews. So there's a strangeness about that. But nevertheless, I think, and I hope, and I pray, that when we eventually get back to some kind of normalcy, and I think that will take time, hopefully we'll be much closer as a family, as a community.